This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Crude oil today, the international benchmark Brent North Sea, closed down a little bit more than 4% on this Tuesday, which I mentioned not for the price point, but as a reminder that oil is a global market, so you squeeze the balloon in one place, it pops out in another. And that gets us to some analysis that Bloomberg has done about how effective the West's sanctions on Russian oil have been. It seems Saudi Arabia has been buying up Russian diesel and then selling more of the stuff they refine themselves. Marketplace's Lily Jamali explains what's going on there.
What the Saudis are doing is pretty simple, says Matt Smith of the data and analytics firm Kepler.
They're not doing it just from the goodness of their own heart. They're able to take this cheap material, consume it domestically, and then export their own at a market price, which will be much higher.
The kingdom started buying Russian diesel in February after the EU banned the fuel, Smith says. Now it's buying around 180,000 barrels of Russian diesel every day.
Russia is struggling to find a home for its refined products and needs to so that it can keep its revenues up. And so from that perspective, Saudi Arabia is really stepping up and helping them on this front.
Buying Russian diesel is legal, says Karen Young, senior research scholar at Columbia's Center on Global Energy Policy. After all, the goal of Western sanctions was to cap the price of Russian energy, not to prevent it from reaching the global market.
It was to continue to get that product out so that we wouldn't have a global shortage and the price go, you know, through the roof for the rest of us.
The West, she says, is playing the long game.
This use of sanctions and a price cap was not intended to stop or cease the Russian energy business.
Instead, sanctions are taking aim at Russia's energy sector a different way.
You're not going to see any investment going into the Russian oil and gas industry. So it will be debilitated over time.
But for now, the West is left with an in-between approach on Russian energy, says Ellen Wald of the Atlantic Council.
If you really want to cut off all of Russia's money, then this policy is not really working.
Wald says a full embargo could work, but it would be pretty hard to sell to the American people. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.